this cutting inspiration. Yesterday, Vrindavan Dham taught me an important lesson. We went to Nandagram to observe a special ceremony there. The deities of Krishna Balaram had been brought out of the temple to the terrace, and the moon was shining in a particular constellation, or is it called situation, and touched with its moon rays the lotus feet of Krishna Balaram, and many devotees had assembled from the village and sang their traditional samaj from a book which has been passed down through the centuries, and it's very interesting how they start their singing. They open the book, and it is well covered with beautiful shiny cloth, and then they sing about 30, 40 men, very high. There's a big drum. It was a very wonderful atmosphere to sit there under the full moon with the Lord, who were dressed in white moon cloth. And afterwards I went inside the temple, and I met one priest who I know since a few years, and he asked me a question. He said, "What have you brought from Germany?" So I know how he meant it. He thought perhaps I have brought a new mobile telephone, a new version, an upgraded distraction monster. But I wanted to answer the question not on that level. Also, I don't have mobile telephones. I said to him with sincerity, "I've brought an empty heart." Of course, what we do in the West is a lot, and we have a lot of things on our minds. But when you're here, you see this more like smoke or the breath of a buffalo on a winter morning. It soon evaporates. What the heart looks for is really a living connection, a loving connection. Fortunately, in Vrindavan, one can fill the heart quite easily. For instance, one just needs to go to these amazing places of pilgrimage and engage in worship. Worship Giriraj, for instance. Or one can have a deep meeting with a sadhu who practices lifelong Krishna consciousness. Or one can just circumambulate a holy place, or catch the sound of longing that is there, that has been pronounced by all these pilgrims who have been here through the centuries. For me, the most reliable way to fill this heart is to actually chant, yes, but then also stop in between and sing, kirtan, read appropriate literature, and meditate about what has just been read. And in this way, Vrindavan pilgrimage is always an effort to fill the empty heart with Krishna.